is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you from Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, and we've got week 10 of our high school football season, our final Friday night of the regular campaign, action between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Tri-County North Panthers. And Chuck, we've hit it right on the button, 50-50. 5 out of 10 inclement Friday nights for high school football here in 2018.
Yeah, this is a rainy night. I think it's going to be a rainy night. Not quite as windy as last week, but still going to be a tough night to throw the football. You're going to have to protect it when you're running the ball. It's going to be a tough night to kick, tough night to punt. So, they're going to have to really be focused.
Senior night here at Fort Loramie and in numerous sports. Seniors and their parents are being recognized. In fact, there is a tent right now. Oh, it's about, 8 or 10 feet square, parked out in the middle of the field. And the youngsters and their moms and dads are coming through that tent. And then a public address announcement is being made to recognize the families. Only if that tent could be maybe 20 times as big and cover the whole field.
Yeah, I think maybe bigger than 20 times, but yeah. You could leave that out there, though, and just have the referees keep moving it to place it over the ball.
How about these Fort Loramie Redskins, 8-1, having won 8 straight in the playoffs in this region of Division 7 for sure, locked in as the number one seed, will host next Saturday night. At Tri-County North, 6-3, plays in Division 6, has had a good season. Played Brookville to a tight 26-22 contest the opening Friday of the campaign. Two interesting coaching matchups tonight. Spencer Wells, Fort Loramie, year number one as the mentor of a high school football program. Eric Wright, year number two at Tri-County North.
Yeah, I mean, Spencer Wells has just done an outstanding job. We opened the season against Minster. Watched that. We were here for that game. They had some rough spots, but you were trying to learn a new system. And, of course, Minster running what they've been running for years now. But from that point on, Loramie has just gotten better and better and better. And I, for one, would love to see a Minster-Fort Loramie playoff game.
Well, it could very well happen the third Saturday of the postseason if things shake out tonight like they are expected. It's going to take a Minster win over New Bremen in order for Minster to climb into the number, the number four spot in the postseason. I'm confused now. If Minster...
No, they need to be three.
Three.
Right. They would be three.
I'm sorry. You're right. Lehman has climbed into the top four. That will adjust itself. More than likely, Ansonia finishes fourth. Minster in the number three spot. And then conceivably, Minster and Fort Loramie are in opposite brackets in the eight-team regional tournament play.
Right, yeah, they would play in a regional final.
Yep, the only fly in the ointment is that if New Bremen were to upset Minster, Minster would fall out of the top four. New Bremen, even with a loss tonight, can stay in at number eight. The only fly in the ointment there is New Miami and Dayton Christian. New Miami sits outside the top eight. It's the only team outside the top eight in Division 7, which could sneak in if things happened in their favor.
Right. Well, I mean, the last thing that I think that Loramie would want to see, I mean, they're going to have a home game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first round they're going to be fine. Then if that shakes out the way you say. But New Bremen, as a number eight seed, if they're a number eight seed, that's not going to be an easy game for Loramie either.
Now that would be a very good Week 11 Saturday night initial postseason playoff game here in Division 7. These Fort Loramie offensive statistics, Chuck, are amazing. Rushing the football, Colin Moore, 7 yards per carry. He's got 10 TDs on the ground alone. Max Hoying, nearly 7 per rush. Nick Brandwee, 8. How about Carter Mesher, over 15 yards per running play. Devin Werman's come on great. He's averaging well over 6. It's unbelievable the way the offensive line for Fort Loramie has really gelled and is paving the way for these gritty, hard-nosed running backs.
Well, that's the key. I mean, they're an outstanding group of skill players for Fort Loramie, but, boy, those guys up front have to do the job. And I think that if you watch Ohio State play on Saturday, you're going to see that. You got two of the best running backs in the country, and they can't get 4 yards a carry because of the offensive line. So those young men have got to be given all kinds of credit for this offense.
And Colin Moore, just a sophomore at quarterback, he's a 60% thrower. He has thrown 1 interception all year, 15 touchdown
passes.
That's
impressive.
Yeah, the 10th grader's done it all. We've seen so many quarterbacks throughout the region this year who, when they run the ball, like Elliott Gilardi last night for Lehman, look like tailbacks in disguise.
They did, and I'll tell you something else I saw, and I want to mention him again tonight. I saw a freshman linebacker for Lehman, Edwards, and that young man, mark my word, is going to be an all-state football player before he's done at Lehman.
Oh, he's a good one, that's for sure. Receiving the football, Carter Mesher, nearly 17 yards per catch. Mark Sager, exceptional game last week for the Fort Loramie Redskins on the road at National Trail. He is averaging in excess of 22 yards per reception. Ben Barhorst, over 13 per catch. Mason Kemper, over 11 per reception. C.J. Billing at 14. The Redskins offensively have not been slowed. Have not been slowed down one bit since the game opener against Minster.
No, they've been outstanding. Their defense is outstanding. Their special teams have played well. This is a very, very solid, hard to find a flaw football team.
And the young man that's impressed me in the special teams play is Beltron Lafarga, the place kicker.
You just like saying his name.
Yeah, I sure do. he joked with head coach Spencer Wells a few weeks ago about dying to play someday in the NFL. I'll tell you what, if he keeps kicking the way he has been lately, 7 for 7 right down the middle on PATs last week against National Trail, he may have an outside chance someday. Who knows?
Well, let's get him to big-time college first, and then, boy, that'll get you into the NFL for sure.
This Tri-County North team is a pretty experienced club. It likes to spread the football around. It's explosive. It can put points on the board. It has not fared well against the better clubs so far to date in the Cross County Conference, but it's a club that I think is a notch better than National Trail, which Fort Loramie played last week on the road.
Right. Well, that was 59-6, and quite honestly, without the weather and the subbing, it could have been worse than that. And let me ask you this, and I'm assuming you know this. If Loramie wins tonight, they win the league outright, but if they lose, would they tie with Covington? Does Covington only have one league loss?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's an outright league championship is on the line, too.
So that is basically what they're playing for tonight. They're playing to keep everybody healthy, and they're playing to win the league outright because they're already locked as the number one seed in the region.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com, and they include these Fort Loramie game sponsors. We wish them well. We're glad they're aboard every single Fort Loramie contest, boys and girls, high school basketball, football, volleyball, spring sports, softball and baseball, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Thank you, too, to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, an anchor underwriting sponsor, along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, earlier this week, I had the pleasure to talk with Spencer Wells, first-year head coach for the Fort Loramie Redskins. As Chuck noted just a moment ago, Fort Loramie working to get healthy. The offensive center, John Pangalinan, is the only starter not in the beginning lineup tonight. Other than that, Fort Loramie is about 100%. Also cleaning some things up, and over the last couple of weeks, the infractions, the missed assignments, and penalties have been reduced. That, according to head coach Spencer Wells of the Redskins.
Our goal of only having 2 penalties or less, we hit that again. We had 2 for 15, which I don't know if that's been a trend. The last 3 weeks, it's been 2 penalties for 15 yards. So if we can keep executing well and having limited penalties, I think that's always a good thing, especially this time of the year. Because as you know, you get in these close games come, you know, week 11, that can make the difference. So that's been a great job, good focus in our practice. I think offensively and defensively, our guys are really communicating well. You know, there's definitely things that we can clean up, and we were talking before about how defensively we need to improve our pursuit angles and making sure that's something that we're always doing to prevent big plays. And, you know, offensively, there's times that we get a little sloppy with the football. We haven't lost it, but we've put it on the ground this past week. So I think those things will continue to be a focus moving forward in practice.
Yeah, I think you have cleaned up a lot of things. I'm seeing D1 and D2 programs here late in the year still committing a lot of penalties. So you've shored that up for certain. Highlight the play of Mark Sager. Pick up a few other names for me.
Sure.
Young men who've been splendid the last few weeks. Sager was terrific in the win at National Trail.
Mark is a really fun kid to coach, and he can do so many different things. Offensively, after the first couple weeks of the season, we knew we needed to incorporate him more. And, you know, the weather the last couple weeks has hindered how many times we've attempted passing the ball. But this week, you know, we were able to hit him on a deep one. He made, you know, something after he made something happen after he caught it, returning a punt, had a huge hit before halftime.
Yeah.
That really set the tone, really got the sideline excited and motivated for the second half. I think that just all the way around, he's a guy that has just been playing really good football. Devin Werman has extremely improved, and that's he wasn't a slouch before that. I mean, he was always a good player, but I just think the way he's improved as we've gone throughout the season, he's playing fast, he's playing physical. He had a huge team on huge play on special teams for us this week, and he's just a leader of our defense. And so having guys like that that, you know, a lot of people may look at the other skill positions, but we're blessed to have guys like those two that also can make plays. Mason Kemper's made some nice plays for us the last couple weeks.
Hey, another very young player you need to integrate more, no doubt, is Damon Mesher.
Damon again. So Damon's, he's getting, we're incorporating him into our nickel package. And he's always been on our kickoff team, and he flies down the field. He's usually one of the first down there making plays. And, you know, we're excited about his future and the way that he's working. And he's an extremely coachable player. And I think that's, you put together his athleticism and the way he's coachable, I think that's why he's been able to contribute as a freshman. So, that, you know, we've, all the way around, we've been pretty blessed with guys stepping up, making plays.
You referenced kickoff team. You had a chance to work on an onside kick to start the game against National Trail. You successfully ran a two-point conversion in that game right before the half. Who knows when you'll need those two plays later on this season in the playoffs, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's good to work that stuff, and it can be a real confidence booster, and especially knowing that when we do go in those situations moving forward, that it doesn't have a unique feeling about it. You know, it's, we've done it. It kind of becomes just like any other play. So that's something that we'll continue to look at. You know, we've got a different two-point play package that we'll continue to practice so that when we get in those situations, hopefully we can continue to execute. So,
how about Beltran place kicking the football? My goodness gracious, he was perfect on the night. What was he, 7 for 7 against National Trail?
And in those conditions, that's never an easy thing to do. And compliments to Nate Ratterman, who's our holder, and Mason Kemper, our snapper. We've been very fortunate to have really good snaps throughout the season. Nate does a great job of getting it on the tee. Our ball boys this week were all over. They got a new ball put in every time we're getting ready to kick a PAT. So that was something we talked about, and they were all about it. So that, you know, little things like that make a difference. You get a soaked ball, you never know. But all the way around, it's been good concentration, and Beltran has stepped up and really been a lot of fun to watch kick. So,
and Spencer Wells, our guest before tonight's game between the Fort Laramie Redskins and Tri-County North. Spencer, what have you learned throughout this season, first year as a head coach? Really pleased to see the way the coaching staff has really gelled, tightly knit. You're on the same page. It seems like play after play.
You know, I think the one thing I've learned, the more that I've gotten to coach with those guys, is how much I can trust them.
You know,
I think as each week, you know, that it's been a lot of fun to you know, go about it. Right when we went to that last drive of the first half, my assistants were saying on the headphones, "Coach, if we score here, let's make sure we go for two." And, you know, little things like that talk about gaining their trust. And not that I didn't trust them from the get-go, but, I mean, it's at the point that I really feel like if, you know, tomorrow I have a parent-teacher conference that I have to miss a little bit of practice, and I've got full confidence that those guys can handle it, you know, more than handle it, mm-hmm. while I go handle that parent-teacher conference and get back. So they're great guys, a lot of fun, and the kids like them. They respect them. Mm-hmm. They're playing hard for them. And I think when we've been able to execute in special teams defensively, offensively, that's a credit to all our different position coaches and the nice job that they've done.
Now, Colin Moore wears number 3 on his back, correct?
Yes, yeah, you got it.
Now, when he lugs the football, it looks like he's wearing 33 and is a tailback in disguise.
He's a really physical player, and he's got a really strong lower body. Yeah. And that's something that we noticed in the offseason with the way he would squat. And, you know, you look at his calves and the way he's built. He's built to run the football. Yeah. And so he's been really effective for us these last couple weeks. We've put some new schemes in to where we're incorporating him a little bit more into our run game, and he's taken advantage of it. He's made really good reads, and most of the time this past week it happened to be that they were playing Carter, so he kept it, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. he had some big plays off of that.
Tri-County North has stumped Bethel easily, mm-hmm. and it's a team you've got to be wary of. Big offensive and defensive line play from Tri-County North.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that stands out. You know, they've got some really big players, some physical kids. You can tell they play with a lot of confidence. Offensively, they do some unique things. They're more of a spread team than we've seen. Now, they can go, you know, they can go heavy and run the football at you too, but they do some similar formations that our offense does. And so, you know, that'll be a test for our defense this week, just to continue to make sure that we're aligning the correct way, we're flying to the football, communicating well. And that side of the football has really been getting the job done for us. So hopefully we can continue to do that moving forward.
Now, your opponent for the playoffs is in doubt. A lot of things can still happen. One thing we do know for sure, Fort Loramie will host Week 11.
Yeah.
And what a neat celebration that is.
It is. And, our stadium is such a neat place to play, and our field and the way that our grounds crew takes care of it, that's going to be awesome to come back home, not just this week, but then Week 11. Being on the road the last couple weeks in pretty horrendous conditions, you know, with the wind and the rain, it'll be nice to get back home. And I know our guys are excited about that. And I told him that's something to be proud of. You know, we've got big goals, and, you know, we're continuing to work, but I think that's something to be excited about, that you earn another chance to play on your home field. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Spencer Wells and the Fort Loramie Redskins, you've returned home. The conditions really haven't
no,
changed much.
They came all the way from New Paris just to go ahead and watch you again tonight. But they should be fine. Both teams have to play in it. You know, you talk about a wet football. Cold football is tougher to throw and to kick than the wet football part of it. I think catching a wet football is a little tougher, but you got to really grip it. When you're going into the line, you get the handoff, you're going into the line, you better have extra grip on it, because it's easier to strip the ball in a situation like this with a wet football.
It is spritzing at the moment, not raining hard, sprinkling, strong wind out of the north, blowing north to south. Fort Loramie will receive the kickoff to start the game. This Tri-County North Club, 6-3, convincing wins over Ansonia 34-21 and Bethel 30-6, as we noted in the interview with Spencer Wells. Losses, though, by Tri-County North to Covington 45-8 and to Miami East 42-0. Certainly Fort Loramie a prohibitive favorite in this game tonight, but Tri-County North should pose stronger opposition than did National Trail a week ago. Here's Carter Mesher returning the opening kickoff for the Redskins from the 22. He breaks a tackle, breaks another. He's off to the races. Look out. It's Carter Mesher. He's long gone. He takes it to the house about 80 yards for a score. There is a marker down, perhaps a sideline warning against Fort Loramie.
That's going to have to be it, because there was nothing else.
Play will stand, and Carter Mesher pops it the distance for a touchdown for Fort Loramie. He shook a couple tacklers around the 25 or 30. A seam opened up, and away he went. What an unbelievable all-purpose yardage generator this young man is.
Yeah, I mean, the blocking was outstanding, and once he got tripped up a little bit about the 45-yard line, kept his balance, and then that was it. Nobody was going to touch him.
And the young man about whom we spoke a few minutes ago, Beltran Lafarga, on to try the PAT, and he's had great experience kicking in poor conditions all year long, and he'll do it again tonight. In driving rain and wind last week at National Trail, The Fargo was 7 for 7. All of them were smack dab in the middle. This PAT results in a good snap. Ball is spotted down. The kick by LaFarga, not as artistic as those last week. This one a bit low, but it clears the upright by 8 or 10 feet, and it's good. And the Fort Loramie Redskins take a quick 7-0 lead, 12 seconds into this game. Fort Loramie on top of Tri-County North on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Panthers of Tri-County North will get the football momentarily on the kickoff from Fort Loramie. The coach for Tri-County North is Eric Wright. He's in his second year. He's a 2004 graduate of Tri-County North High School. He's an alumnus of the University of Indianapolis, where he played football and received a bachelor's degree. And I noted, Chuck, on his athletics website, he says, in December of 2008, I happened to get the best woman on the planet to marry me, Amber Anderson.
Okay, so he is a smart man, too.
Yes. Good coach of the 6-3 Tri-County North Panthers, and as Chuck noted, a smart man as well. They have two young children, a daughter, Lexi, a son, Brody. Eric Wright, second-year head coach of the Tri-County North Panthers, who have returned the kickoff up short of the 40-yard line, ball marked for play at the 38. And that's where the Panthers begin, first down and 10 yards to go. The quarterback, Brian Stinson, a 6-foot senior. Spread formation, trips to the right to start the game. Looks like the rain overhead has subsided momentarily, still a stiff wind out of the north. Snap back to Stinson. He does nothing but tuck the ball under his shoulder and try to run. He spun around 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss. This Fort Loramie defense has been terrific all year long.
That play was supposed to be an option, and the whole way the option was covered, he had no choice. And he had three guys on him, one on the pitch man. That play didn't have a chance from the get-go.
Nathan Ratterman, C.J. Billing, Blake Holdhouse, Colin Dietrich are up front on that defensive line. Linebackers Noah Giozzi and Devin Worman. In the secondary, Nick Brandewee, Carson Moore, Jake Ratterman, and Mark Sager. Another running play by the Panthers. It's stuffed as well. And Tri-County North confronts a third and about 13 or 14 to go for a first down from the Panthers' 35-yard line, a little over a minute into this game. And Fort Loramie has already jumped on top by a 7-0 count, thanks to an 80-yard kickoff return by Carter Mesher to open things up. Panthers feature 1, 2, 3, 4 receivers. A fifth is flanked now. Two to the far side, the Tri-County North bench side of the field, and three coming this way to the wide side. Momentary delay on the near sideline. The official instructing someone on the near bench to cool it, putting it mildly.
I think he was asking where he was going to have dinner after the game.
Offensive backfield for Tri-County North features Braden Gray, good runner, 5'9", 180, a senior, and Liam Downing, the fullback, 5'10", 165, a senior. Young man in the slot, Mason Dreischarf, 5'11", 150-pound senior. And a wideout is Dylan Stenson, 6'3", 145, a sophomore. Running play, Tri-County North on third and about 13.5. The play is good for about 9 or 10 yards, not enough for a first down. Good tackle made by Fort Loramie across the field. It's Ben Barhorst who chased the ball carrier out of bounds. Ball marked for play at the 42 of Tri-County North, and it's going to be a punting situation for the Panthers. The booter is the tight end. The tight end for Tri-County North, Cooper Cole, a 6'2", 185-pound sophomore, kicks it short. Ball rolls into Fort Loramie territory, but not by very much. Chuck, did I see a flag fly?
I think it's another sideline. This one's going to result in yards.
The second of the game already against Fort Loramie, and it likely will be enforced. Possession.
Well, I thought, he did kind of give the sideline thing on the side, but I don't know. Wow.
Well, we've got offsetting personal fouls, which happened here near the Fort Loramie bench. So the Redskins will have the football first and 10, about 6 or 7 yards short of midfield. Well, we've played less than 2 minutes in this game, and we've had a lot of excitement so far. A kickoff return for a touchdown, offsetting penalties. We've had a couple tackles for a loss against Tri-County North behind the line of scrimmage. We've had a sideline warning against the Redskins. So for less than 2 minutes, a myriad of things have taken place. What a season for Colin Moore, the 10th grade quarterback for Fort Loramie, who keeps it right up the middle. He slides outside right tackle, beyond the hash mark, far side of the field, brought down on the numbers at the 50. Original line of scrimmage, the 44. He garnered 5, second down and 5 for the Redskins. It's a base 4 defense for Tri-County North. Occasionally a walk-up linebacker or two will position himself on the line of scrimmage. Here's Colin Moore with a short drop. Dumps it middle of the field. Yes, it's caught. 7 yards downfield and a good run after catch from the 44 to the 39-yard line. And it was Mark Sager on the catch. Redskins have a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 38 of Tri-County North. That's that short possession pass play that we saw Gilardi and Layman Catholic execute so well in the fourth quarter last night. It's a counter back to the near side. Good running play for the Redskins. Missed tackle by Tri-County North. 10 yards downfield. And the ball carrier for Fort Loramie is off to the races. 10-5, touchdown. Fort Loramie leads it 13-0. The play goes for about 37 and a score. And, Chuck, I'm not sure who
That was Brandewey.
Yes, it was. You're right. It was 4. A single number on the back, Nick Brandewey. Very well done by Nick. And so far, Tri-County North's tackling in these wet conditions has been sloppy.
Well, let's say their lack of tackling.
Yes, lack of tackling. It's been as sloppy as the weather. Here's LaFarga trying the PAT again, and in less than 3 minutes, Beltran LaFarga has got 2 extra points. And the Redskins have rolled up a couple of touchdowns, 9:16 left opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. 295-3243 on the web at TomJerry's.com. At the kickoff by Fort Loramie, returned by Tri-County North up and over the 20 to about the 25-yard line. And that's where the Panthers start, first down, 10 yards to go. If nothing else, Tri-County North needs a couple first downs to at least swap the field. Panthers already finding themselves in a 14-0 hole. We have not even played 3 minutes yet in this game. Two receivers left, two receivers to the right for the quarterback Stinson. And we've got an inside handoff on the play, nothing doing. Fort Loramie has shackled Tri-County North on three running attempts so far in this game. A couple have resulted in losses. That one, Chuck, might not have gotten back to the line of scrimmage either.
I think he got just right back to the 35. They've run four plays for a total of three-plus yards.
Yep, that was the slot back, Mason Dreisharf. We'll give him no gain at second down and 10 for the Panthers at their own 25-yard line. Here's a fake handoff, play action, short pass in the right flat. The backpedaling quarterback lofted one near sideline, diving reception for no gain.
Yeah, he lost a yard, actually.
Well done by Braden Gray, the tailback.
It was a heck of a catch.
Yes, it was. He drifted into the right flat, and he dove parallel to the ground, a few feet off the ground, and made fingertip control. But once his knees touched down, the play ended about a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So from the 24, it's 3rd and 11. Deep drop, middle screen. Oh, my goodness. It's picked off by Fort Loramie at the 19-yard line. Interception, C.J. Billing. And the Redskins take over outside the 15. The game could not have begun with more trouble for the Panthers of Tri-County North than this contest has started.
I don't know if I've ever seen a screen pass intercepted. That was a heck of a play by Billing. Boy, he stayed right where he belonged.
Well, a very difficult start to this game for Tri-County North, which is facing adversity in the form of the weather, and then a lot to overcome in terms of this Fort Loramie football team, which has shell-shocked the Panthers of Tri-County North, leading 14-0 and striving for more. Here's a middle screen tried by Fort Loramie as Colin Moore dumped one off, and it was tipped by Tri-County North, intended for Ratterman, nearly intercepted. It falls to the ground. That would have been a first. Two screen passes, back-to-back interceptions.
That was Preston Jackson, and I'll tell you what, that went right through his hands.
So it's second down and 10 for Fort Loramie. Ball placed down right at the Tri-County North 20 with 7:49 to go in the first quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 14-0. Two receivers wide to the right for Colin Moore. Colin with a toss sweep to the right. It's Carter Mesher on the edge as he gets the corner turned. He scrambles hard down inside the 10, a pile up inside the 5. He stays on his feet. He got the first down and then some. A defiant run by Fort Loramie. First down, Fort Loramie around the 5 or 6-yard line. Redskins trying to make this a 20-0 game with less than 5 minutes having been played. Redskins to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. Ball marked at the 5. Couple of receivers to the left of Colin Moore. Now two backs in the offensive backfield. Colin keeps it, sheds a tackler behind the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, stays on his feet. He won't be stopped. He fights to the goal line and gets over. Stubborn run by Colin Moore. Tri-County North is making a habit in this game already, Chuck, of missing tackles one after another.
Well, I think you mentioned it. They just don't look. I think they're demoralized. That kickoff return kind of set them back. They knew it was going to be a tough game anyway. And then the run by Brandewee where they didn't tackle well. And right there's no way he should have gotten the end zone.
It is 20-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. 7:36 left here in the opening period. Beltran Lafarga on for another PAT try. Oh, this one's majestic. It's long, it's high, it's right down Main Street. He's got 3 in a row tonight after 7 in a row last week. 10 straight by Lafarga in less than 5 quarters of play. And Fort Loramie's on the board again. 21-0 Redskins. We played 4.5 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
You've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Guyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie, and see them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. That's GuyersInc.com. Up another Fort Loramie kickoff. Redskins have reeled off three touchdowns in the first 4 minutes and 24 seconds of this game.
That one hit the 10-yard line and just shot straight through the end zone. That was a rocket shot kick.
Elifarga gets credit for that, too. He has been a marvelous addition to this scoring arsenal of Fort Loramie here in 2018. Outstanding place kicker, and as Chuck noted, the kickoff after the touchdown by Fort Loramie went through the end zone. And Tri-County North has the pleasure of moving the football against the wind again. Tri-County North without a first down. A timeout is called. That by the Panthers?
Yes.
7:36 left here in the opening quarter. Again, 21-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, to say that Tri-County North is not sharp tonight is an understatement. The Panthers quarterback just dropped the snap from center, picked it up, did scurry for a yard. It's second down and a little less than nine to go for a first down. Stinson again takes the snap. No room over left guard. He tries to scamper around right end. Does break one tackle. Scrambles his way up and over the 25 to the 26 or 7. Short of a first down, third and two or three coming up for Tri-County North. And that play right there, the second most productive to date for the Panthers, who had a similar 8 or 9 yard gain earlier. Not a first down yet for Tri-County North in this contest. 6:58 to go in the opening quarter, and Fort Loramie leads already by a 21-0 count. Stinson sends a man in motion across the formation. Short two-step drop. And he stutter steps those feet and then throws a bullet right over the middle atop the Fort Loramie defensive line. It's hauled in about 5 or 6 yards downfield. Good enough for a first down. And that is the initial first down of this game for the Tri-County North Panthers. It's Cooper Cole, the tight end, who does the punting, who makes the catch. First and 10 for the Panthers. New line of scrimmage. Marked for play at about the 28-yard line. Or I should say the 33-yard line. Excuse me. Inside handoff, ball carrier for Tri-County North. Picks up a couple. Liam Downing, the fullback. He rushes the football most often along with tailback Braden Gray. That's the duo for Tri-County North, who will tote the pigskin all night long. No gain on that play. Tri-County North has had a handful of plays already, resulting in no gain or lost yardage.
Four out of seven running plays are either lost or stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Second down, a little over 10 to go for a first down. Slots left and right for the Panthers. Here's the quarterback, Stinson, rolling left. Now he halts himself and tries to throw a BB down the left side of the field beyond the numbers in front of the Panthers bench. It's on the ground, incomplete. Intended for Braden Gray, the tailback, who raced back toward the line of scrimmage and dove, but could not cup his hands under the football. So it's third and a little over 10 to go for the Panthers. Line of scrimmage, the 33 of Tri-County North, which trails 21 to nothing. 5.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter here at Fort Loramie. Week 10, the final regular season contest for both schools, as Fort Loramie seeks a cross-county conference championship outright. Here's a beautiful throw by the quarterback, Stinson, down the left side of the field. He aimed for a receiver at the 40 who made a leaping stab inbounds. What a catch. Well, after numerous unproductive plays in a row by Tri-County North, the Panthers air one out, a beautifully thrown ball. Good enough for about a 25-yard gain over to the Fort Loramie 40.
A lot of defenders there. I'm surprised somebody didn't get a chance to knock that one down.
Outstanding job by Dylan Stinson, 6'3 sophomore, big target.
Good catch.
Yes, nifty reception. First and 10, Redskins 40. We have two wide receivers to the right, and a screen pass is thrown behind them in the offensive backfield, and Fort Loramie, with good penetration, smells it out and subdues the receiver behind the line for a minus two. Colin Dietrich managed to swivel over from his defensive line position to haul down Gray. Second down and 12 for the Panthers of Tri-County North. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of Fort Loramie. 4:40 left in the opening period. 21-0 already, Redskins. Quarterback Stinson, Brian Stinson, 6 foot senior, very short drop, looks middle of the field. The ball is tipped by a defensive lineman of Fort Loramie. It pops in the air, and it's pulled down from the sky by a Redskin defender in the secondary who catches the football at the 34-yard line and returns it to the 38. The second pick already in this game by Fort Loramie.
Now that ball was tipped. And it went. They were trying to throw that same little pass right over the middle. Some lineman got a hand on it. I couldn't see the number. Their numbers are hard to see. And picked off. And then he fumbled it, but they fell back on it. So it's Loramie ball.
Well, that's a play, the middle screen, that Tri-County North should put in their hip pocket the rest, the rest of this night. It has not worked. It's backfired both times. And the Redskins have the football again. This time shy of their own 40. Here's Colin Moore whipping a pass out in the right flat. It's high, too hot to handle. Carter Mesher was there. Moore overthrew him. Collins has had very few throws like that all season long. He's completed passes at a 60% clip. 4:16 left in the opening quarter. Clock stopped on the incompletion. 21-0 Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage just shy of the Redskins' 40-yard line.
That's a completed pass in September.
You're right, I think so. Here's Colin Moore, toss, sweep to the right, or I should say to the left. It's Nick Brandewee, who tiptoes down the sideline, stays in bounds, manages to shed a tackler another. Look at him go. Boy, he made the most out of a skinny little avenue down the near sideline, took the ball across the 50 all the way to the 40 of Tri-County North. Chuck, that's a 20-yard run.
It was a 20-yard run, exactly.
4 minutes left, opening period.
Looked at one point there towards the end like it was in slow motion.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say, I've got 10 yards, I'll step out of bounds. But nope. Nick managed to pave the way for more yardage right in front of the Redskins bench. Boy, this three-pronged running attack has been dynamite all year long. Mesher, Hoying, and Brandewee. And the Redskins go between left guard and tackle. And Pyle drive it straight ahead inside the 35 to the 34 of Tri-County North. The play good for seven. Second down, a little less than four for Fort Loramie. 3:40 left in the opening period. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Colin Moore, who keeps the football, tries to go outside right tackle, nothing there. He springs it wide to the far sideline, rolled down at the 32. He picked up a scant yard, no more than that. It will be third and about three to go for a first down. Tackle made on the play by Wyatt Hutchins of Tri-County North, a defensive end. Good effort by him to keep that to a one-yard advance. Third and two for the Redskins with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, leading in this game 21 to nothing. Running play right over right guard. Offensive line for Fort Loramie carves out space, and Colin Moore manages to push himself down inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. He's got the first down with a few extra yards to spare. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 2:48 left in the opening quarter. Chuck, I mentioned it's a three-pronged running attack for Fort Loramie. Actually, it's four because Colin Moore is pretty good at it, too. Here he throws a screen into the right flat. It's caught by Mason Kemper about a yard downfield. He dodges one man, stays on his feet, and rumbles inside the 20. The play generates eight and a first down.
Just short of a first down.
Second and two upcoming. As we near the two-minute mark here in the opening quarter. Chuck, this is one of those games where if Fort Loramie gets two more scores, everybody in the stadium would wish we had the continuous clock.
In the first half,
right. Snap back to Colin Moore, short pass in the left flat. It's thrown ahead a yard at the feet of the receiver on the ground, incompletion. And thank goodness for Fort Loramie, Carter Mesher was just ahead of the quarterback Moore laterally out to the left because it was ruled an incomplete forward pass and not a backward throw and a fumble. Third and about two and a half to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. Football resting outside the 15 of Tri-County North, 18-yard line to be exact. Here's Nick Brandewee getting the handoff in the offensive backfield, and he's bulldogged to the turf by three white shirts from Tri-County North. Very little gain on the play in advance of one. Fourth and two coming up for Fort Loramie. In there on the tackle, Preston Jackson for the Tri-County North Panthers. A minute and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Most often, Chuck, in a high school football game, fourth and two is a critical decision. Not so much here tonight.
Not at this point.
21-0 Redskins lead. We played 10 and a half minutes here in the opening period. Fourth and a couple for Fort Loramie. 17-yard line of Tri-County North. And it's Colin Moore who hesitates in the offensive backfield. The quarterback trudges forward. He meets resistance a yard behind the line, and he's decked. Tri-County North takes over the football. And that right there, Chuck, along with the tip screen pass by Tri-County North that Fort Loramie tried earlier, the best defensive play of the night for the Panthers.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen a Brandewee or a Mesher right off over your best offensive lineman right there. Not critiquing, just my opinion.
And Carter Mesher, a tough young man to stop out in space on the periphery of the defense. Panthers get the football, first and 10 at their own 17. Stinson hands off to his key running back, Braden Gray, who goes up the middle, then slides to the outside, rumbling toward the boundary in front of the Panthers bench. Down he goes. He picked up two. Second down and eight for Tri-County North. Mark Sager in there on the tackle. 50 seconds remaining in the period. Tri-County North featuring three wide receivers to the near side. The last play gained about a yard and a half. That's it. Quarterback Stinson looks. It's a quick slant to a young man in the slot, Mason Dreisharf. He catches, and then he digs hard up to the 25, where he stonewalled right there. Play picked up about five or six, leaving Tri-County North at least 2 yards short of a first down with a half minute remaining here in the first quarter, and the Redskins on top, 21-0. Third and two, Panthers. Similar formation as before. Play clock at 14. Scoreboard clock at 17. Long cadence for the QB Stinson. He takes the snap and he keeps. He runs toward the line of scrimmage. Then he slips to the outside, heading toward the bench of Tri-County North. He's got a first down. Stinson scurries up over the 30, 35-yard line. Out of bounds he goes. First and 10, Panthers, with 3.9 seconds to go in the opening period. New line of scrimmage, marked for play at the 34 for Tri-County North, which now has what, Chuck, a couple first downs on the night?
They got three. That was their third.
Three officially for Tri-County North. Final play, first quarter, right here. Stinson, the QB, the center, Clay Finney, a 6'2", 210-pound senior. Finney snaps it back to Stinson. Play action, rolls right after the fake to a running back. Throws it to a receiver who juggles 12 yards downfield but cannot hang on. And time expires in the opening quarter. Ball intended for Braden Gray. Not a completion, though. And the first period ends. Fort Loramie 21, Tri-County North nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 21-0 in favor of Fort Loramie over Tri-County North. We get set to commence action here in quarter number two. Say it's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Goodrich, Cooper, General, Uniroyal, Michelin, Firestone, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's your one-stop auto repair shop. And as we return to action, the initial play, second quarter, results in a tackle for a loss by the Redskins way back inside the 30-yard line.
Low snap, and he had no chance. They were on him before he could pick it up.
Tri-County North with yet another play on offense that results in negative yardage. Third and 15 for the Panthers. Line of scrimmage shy of their own 30. Hey, don't forget, at M&A Muffler and Tires, take advantage of free pickup and delivery, too. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 1-800-474-4123. M&A Muffler and Tires, your one-stop auto repair shop. And take advantage of a tire sale always at M&A Muffler and Tires. And as I talk about M&A, one of our fine underwriting sponsors, the Fort Loramie Redskins, send Damon Mesher in at the quarterback. And Damon throws the signal caller for the Panthers for yet another loss way back behind the line of scrimmage.
That was a huge loss right there. So much that I'm having trouble calculating how long a loss that was.
Well, Tri-County North needs to reach the 45 for a first down, but they'll punt it here on fourth down. The new line of scrimmage is back inside the 15, so it's fourth and 35. And
wow,
the kick with the wind is an excellent one by the tight end. Cooper Cole slammed it. It hit beyond the 50, rolled all the way to the 30, 25, 20 of Fort Loramie.
Boy, that was quite the field shifter right there. It was a bad snap. He had three guys in his face, and he still just kicked the heck out of it.
Unofficially, Chuck, 65 yards on the kick.
And a lot of it was in the air.
Uh-huh. A 65-yard boomer. I tell you what, he should think about kicking on Sundays. If LaFarga, the place kicker for Fort Loramie, can, certainly the punter, Cooper Cole for Tri-County North, can. And a tremendous boot. Redskins start first and 10 from their own 18. If the previous line of scrimmage, Chuck, for Tri-County North was the 15, do the math, 35 plus 32, 67 officially on the punt by Tri-County North. New quarterback in for Fort Loramie. Toss sweep to the left, and the Redskins run it for big yards. It is Carter Mesher on the edge, surging up the left sideline over the 30, 35, 40, flushed out of bounds. That play goes for 26 quick ones for Fort Loramie. Nathan Ratterman, 6'4", 205-pounder, a senior, has stepped in for Colin Moore to assume the quarterback duties. Assistant coach for Fort Loramie, Jacob Sager, is up on top with the other assistants. His mom, Jody, is parked somewhere outside the stadium watching the football game tonight, Chuck.
Hopefully in her car.
Another running play, Redskins, good enough for yards to the 50. Yep, Fort Loramie was parked back inside its 20-yard line to start this possession. And as a result of two runs, Fort Loramie's got it at the 49 of Tri-County North, second and a couple. 2 minutes and 15 seconds into quarter number two, Redskins own a 21-0 lead. Nate Ratterman at quarterback. Long cadence, inside handoff, running play right up the gut. Good tackle by Tri-County North at the point of attack. Max Hoing tried to buck over right guard, couldn't get much. May have gotten just enough, though, to move the chains.
He
did.
He got about two.
Yep. 8 yard advance, then a 2 yard run. First down, Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, the 46 of Tri-County North. Fort Loramie's got two receivers to the right, a back alongside Ratterman in the person of Hoing, and the cadence by Ratterman may have drawn Tri-County North offside.
First and five. I didn't see Moore get hurt. Hopefully it's nothing major.
Exactly. You certainly don't want to lose your sophomore quarterback in week 10 heading into the playoffs.
Up 21-0 in the first quarter, in the second quarter.
Right. Keep in mind now, Division 7 plays in the postseason on Saturday nights along with D5. Here's a toss sweep to the right. Mesher on the periphery, breaks a tackle. He's got a running lane. He cuts it back at the 30. Look at him go. He won't be caught. 25-20. Carter Mesher long gone. Touchdown, Fort Loramie. As Carter Mesher takes it about 44 for the score, and 3 minutes into the second quarter, the Redskins are up 27-0.
Well, he made the first guy on the side miss, and then when he cut it back, there was no one going to touch him. He's got some real speed on this sloppy field tonight.
He is so dangerous, Chuck, when he reverses field, because if you're coming across the field toward him, that makes it so easy for him to sidestep you, you whiff. And two or three Panthers did it on that play. High snap from center, ball is spotted down, and Beltran LaFarga gets it away, and he knocks home another one. Right smack dab between the uprights. LaFarga's got four in a row tonight after seven last week. 9:01 to go, second period, 28-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee speaking to you from Fort Loramie High School. Redskins lead Tri-County North by a tally of 28-0. Just short of 3 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Chuck, an update on a key score in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Yeah, Minster leads New Bremen 6-0 in the first quarter.
Kickoff by Fort Loramie. Lights on the ground at the 25. Tri-County North scoops it up on one hop, runs it from the 20. Back out to the 40, first and 10 Panthers just shy of their own 40-yard line. A contingent of probably 100, 150 from Tri-County North in the stands across the way as the wind begins to blow in some rain from the north here.
And I'll tell you what, Nate Meyer made a saving tackle there. If he hadn't tackled, if he hadn't got him where he got him, I think he was going to go through the line for a touchdown.
Well done by Nate. One thing Fort Loramie's done well all year long, the Redskins have been a sure tackling bunch on defense and special teams. Here's Tri-County North, toss sweep to the right. Running play good for 10 and then some. It was Liam Downing on the carry. First and 10, Tri-County North, 45-yard line of Fort Loramie. Stay tuned here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. Carla Siegel, head coach of the girls basketball program at Fort Loramie, will be with us. We've talked with Corey Britton, the mentor on the boys' side already this year. We'll talk to Carla at the intermission break. Here is the quarterback, Stinson, offensive backfield for Tri-County North. He jitterbugs and runs into a red jersey. No gain, maybe a loss of a yard. Noah Giozzi, C.J. Billing, throttled the quarterback, second and 10. Just over 8 to play, quarter number 2. Tri-County North entered the contest 6-3 on the year. It's a club which in the last 8 years has made the postseason 4 times. Here's a little double reverse, then a pass off of it in the offensive backfield. And guess what? It's a wobbly one, intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 45, and run back easily 55 yards down the far sideline for a touchdown. It was Max Hoying who made the interception, and he dashed untouched easily 55 for the score. My goodness. It has been raining turnovers on Tri-County North in this game tonight.
Well, that's the third interception. That one really costly.
And it's 34-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, and we've still got nearly 8 minutes to go till halftime.
Well, that was a double reverse pass back to the quarterback that did not fool anyone.
Here is Beltran Lafarga on for the point after. Uh-oh, he might have hot-footed that one. Did he overcook it to the left?
No, he got it, boy. It was barely inside the upright.
Close call inside the left upright by inches. It traveled above the post, but the official standing right underneath signals good, and Lafarga makes it 5 in a row on the night, and the Redskins are up 35-0. 7:47 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, we'll tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie in just a moment. Carl Arnes, the new manager of Brookins. And
he's the owner.
He's the owner. He's the guy in charge. He has taken over in the last several months for Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who operated Brookins for a dozen years. They put their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. And now the new owner, Carl Arnes, is doing just the same. He's tweaked the late-night menu. You'll enjoy it when you walk into Brookins. You can enjoy specialty sandwiches of all kinds, chicken dinners, pizza, the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins is the ideal place to go for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. For over a century now, Brookins, with roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's simply no place at all like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Many old local pictures from way back in the 1800s hanging on the walls, right along current photos.
I think I saw us in one of those. We were just kids.
Current photos of Fort Loramie sports teams hanging there as well. Brookins, the place to go for enjoying some of that tasty roasted chicken. And don't forget tomorrow night, the pork chop special at Brookins in Fort Loramie. New owner, Carl Arnes. Drop in, tell Carl you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, National Trail faces a second and six from up at the Panthers' 36-yard line. A little look-in pass right over the middle of the field, incomplete, intended for the tailback, Gray. So it is third and six for Tri-County North. Still 6:55 left until halftime. And Chuck, with tongue-in-cheek several minutes ago, I was talking about the need for maybe a continuous clock before halftime of this game. Well, if we had it, it would be rolling. It'd be in play right now.
Well, that ball should have been caught. It's a combination of they're down 35, the wind and rain is nasty, and they've lost concentration.
Third down, a little more than five to go for a first down, closer to six. A rollout to the left by the quarterback, Stinson, and he throws a wobbler down the near sideline, and the receiver for Tri-County North has gotten beyond the last Fort Loramie defender, and it's hauled in. Nice catch, Casey Whip, a wideout. Had the ball been thrown a little stronger, Whip might have been able to catch it over his shoulder in stride and take it to the house. He had to wait on it. Completed pass, Fort Loramie 37.
Well, that was obviously a broken coverage because there wasn't but anybody within 10 yards of him.
35-0 Fort Loramie, 6:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Stinson, the quarterback, gets the snap from center. Well, before he does, movement up front, and I think Fort Loramie is guilty of offsides.
It's cold enough and rainy enough, the referee doesn't want to throw his flag. He just said, hey, it's offsides.
New line of scrimmage will be the Fort Loramie 32. First and five now for the Panthers. Am I wrong, Chuck? Is this, no, it's the second time I think Tri-County North has been on the Redskins' side of the 50.
Yeah, they had that long pass that got them down there.
Here is Gray trying to bust it wide to the outside. He sheds a tackler, spun around, picked up four, maybe five, close to a first down. Good effort by Gray, the ball carrier for Tri-County North. Second down, less than a yard coming up. Max Hoying of Fort Loramie in pursuit. New line of scrimmage will be marked for play at about the 27-yard line of the Redskins. Halfway through the second quarter, 35-0 Fort Loramie. One receiver split wide left. Quarterback play action, fakes the handoff, steps up in the pocket, throws it wide in the flat, out in front of the receiver who gets a hand on it, and that's it. It falls to the turf. Up the forward passes from Tri-County North most often tonight have not been on the mark.
Well, Billing did a good – he got good penetration, couldn't get to the quarterback, so he got a hand up. He got a finger on that one, which threw the pass off.
Third and less than two for Tri-County North. And we've got blowing rain here now at Fort Loramie High School, much like we had in the middle of the contest last week when Fort Loramie played at National Trail.
This is a little more comfortable, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not raining quite as hard. The temperature may be a few degrees warmer than last week. Here's the snap back to Stinson. Empty backfield. He's going to keep. He bangs outside right tackle. Three red shirts pull him down. Gain of four or five. First down to the 20. First and 10 Panthers. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of Rushi sponsors. Shout-outs to them, Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And shout-outs as well to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And an Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Here's the quarterback Stinson on a keeper. He goes from one hash to the near hash mark, and he slips down. His knee hits on the wet surface at about the 20. Very little gain on the play. Second down and 9.5 to go for Tri-County North. 5:11 remaining here in the second quarter. Redskins on top, 35-0. Tri-County North attired in the road white jerseys. Gray silver helmets, red pants, red numerals. Fort Loramie, the home black jerseys. Red trousers, or I should say black trousers. I'm color.
I think the jerseys are red.
I can't look through the rain tonight, Chuck. The wind has...
It is red and black, though. Yeah. I want to give you that.
Red shirts, black jerseys, black headgear. In this driving windstorm with rain, it's difficult to see the field, although that's no excuse.
I agree. Yeah, sometimes.
Third and 9 now after a no gain turned in by Tri-County North. Third and 9 for the Panthers. We near the 4-minute mark in the second quarter. Stinson gets the play from the coaching staff, far side of the field. Trips to the left. One lone back, Gray, alongside the QB Stinson. Stinson with a short drop in the face of pressure, throws middle field end zone. It is off the mark, no good. One, two, three, four receivers were spread out in the end zone for Tri-County North. Fort Loramie had six cover men back there. Fourth and 9, Tri-County, clock stopped, 3:55 to go until halftime. Tri-County North trailing by 35 points, obviously going for it here on 4th and 9. These Tri-County North white jerseys, Chuck, not real muddy yet.
Not too bad.
Man in motion across the formation, and it's going to be a handoff and then a pass by the man in the slot who got the handoff. The throw toward the end zone is intercepted 3 yards deep in the end zone by Fort Loramie. And it continues to rain turnovers for Tri-County North in this game tonight. And on the touchback, the Redskins will start first and 10 from their own 20. I'm not sure who that was who
I
picked
didn't
it off.
See either.
A single digit.
Did a nice job of deciding to stay in the end zone. It ran out to the 20.
It could have been Devin Worman. I'm not sure.
Moore's coming back into the game, so
yes,
that's a good sign.
I thought it was number two. It looked like to me it was Worman about 3 yards deep in the end zone, and that wasn't even a jump ball. It was an easy pick.
That was fighting over who got to intercept it.
You're right. Which one of the Redskins would have at it, and Devin Worman took it. The red-jerseyed, black-helmeted Redskins to the line of scrimmage, under four to play second quarter. Colin Moore, toss sweep to the right. Look out. Great run underway. Carter Mesher near sideline. No one around. Look at him go. He might not have been touched. sprinting all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, 80 yards.
Wow. Reminded me a little bit of Gale Sayers right there, which dates me when I start talking about him, but one of my favorite running backs ever.
Carter Mesher, Chuck, 160 yards tonight on a couple of plays, 80 on a kickoff return, 80 on a run from scrimmage. How about that?
Yeah, he's fairly talented.
He is so fast, and he's got this towel draped around his waist in the back. And, Chuck, it was flying in the air parallel to the ground.
Looked like Superman.
Yes, it did. That's how Carter Mesher was streaking so quickly. He turned on the afterburners and sped near sideline, 80 for the score. LaFarga's PAT against the wind, hooking left, but stays inside the upright. He's got it. 42-0, Fort Loramie. 3.5 left here in the second quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at a rain-swept Fort Loramie High School. Redskins 42, Tri-County North Panthers nothing. My goodness gracious, we talked in the pregame, Chuck, about the reception averages for Fort Loramie receivers, the rushing averages for Fort Loramie runners, those numbers simply going up tonight. Those averages.
This is name your score.
The reception yard averages, the rushing yard averages for Fort Loramie players on offense are escalating as a result of this game here tonight. And believe it or not, a fumbled kickoff return by Tri-County North at the 24-yard line. Ball loose on the ground, and the Redskins have got it. How many times have I said it, Chuck? It continues to rain turnovers on Tri-County North this evening.
It's four interceptions and now a fumble. He got hit from the side, and that's what I was talking about before the game. A wet football, when you get hit and you're not ready to be hit, it pops out. It's like trying to run with a watermelon.
You're exactly right. I can remember trying to do that when I was about 10, and the contest took place in the swimming pool. Can you get the watermelon up on the deck out of the pool? And I couldn't do it.
Well, my money is on Tri-County North not being able to do it either tonight.
3:26 left here in the second quarter. Redskins fashion three receivers to the right. A back alongside Colin Moore, who gets the pitch out. Tackle made at about the line of scrimmage. No gain. Carson Moore carried it. Good hit by Braden Gray of Tri-County North. We approach the three-minute mark late here in the second quarter. Pickwa Troy, nothing, second quarter
second play. Quarter, that's what I got, the oldest continuous football rivalry in the state of Ohio.
Heck of a game being played at Pickwa tonight. Zip, zip, Troy, Pickwa. Of course, Troy wants to ensure home field advantage week one of the playoffs in D2. Pickwa fighting for a spot in D3.
A win and they're in, a loss and they're not.
2:38 left here in the first half of this game. Third and 11 now for Fort Loramie after no gain on that play. Line of scrimmage, the 24-yard line of Tri-County North. The Panthers have four down linemen up front against the Fort Loramie offensive set. Here is the fake on the inside handoff in a throw over the middle of the field, intercepted by Tri-County North inside the 20-yard line and run back over the 25 to the 28-yard line. Well done by Clay Finney. He's the offensive center and plays in a defensive tackle spot, sometimes drops back as a linebacker, and he was in the right place, right time on that throw. And for the second time this year, Colin Moore's been picked off.
Well, he did a good job. He read the eyes, and he read the play and got right into the passing lane.
Sure did. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. And we're joined here by Carla Siegel, girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie. As we've reminded you a few times, stay tuned for at least two quarters plus halftime tonight. Fort Loramie's got a huge lead. We'll have a continuous clock in the third quarter. But to stay with us through halftime, we've got a special guest for you, as we've touted all night long. Tri-County North, a very short run on first and 10. And that was only the second interception thrown by Colin Moore all year long, Chuck. What a tremendous sophomore season the young man's had.
Yeah, he's been terrific, that's for sure.
Minute 40 and counting, late second quarter action. Stinson, the quarterback for Tri-County North, whips a pass in the left flat, juggled by Fort Loramie, nearly picked off. It's on the ground, incomplete.
That was Mark Sager, and had it right in his hands, but it was tipped to him. That's a tough interception right there.
Third and five for Tri-County North. Clock stopped, a minute 36 to go here in the second quarter. 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins led 21-0 4 minutes into this game. It is blowing a windy rain out of the north. And, Chuck, it's almost as bad as it was last week.
Oh, I think it's worse now.
Worse than it was a week ago at National Trail. Running play by the Panthers stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be a punting situation as we close out the second quarter of this game. And the tight end is on the field to boot it. It is Cooper Cole back in punt formation. He smacked one 67 yards earlier in this game. Two return men for the Redskins back inside the 40. Although the way Tri-County North booted the earlier kick, as I mentioned, 67 yards by Cooper Cole late in that first quarter. He's got the wind at his back. Clock has run down to 48.6, and a timeout is called. I'd like to remind you that we are online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Local Equipment in Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started 12 years ago without the help of Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local, in the early 1980s. And thank you so much, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Say, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none for multiple years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region. At 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing a number of different firms. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Short punt this time at Tri-County North.
Well, they tried to be a little tricky. You got a kid who kicked it 65 yards the last time, so they did a quick kick situation with the quarterback, and that one went about 15 yards.
On a 4th-and-6 situation.
And they didn't fool anybody.
So it's 1st-and-10 for Fort Loramie from the 45 of Tri-County North. Waning second quarter of play. Redskins 8-1 coming into this game, trying to secure an outright cross-county conference championship with this victory this evening. Fort Loramie well on its way to doing so. Running play, Devin Werman. He carves out a yard to the 44 of the Panthers. Here at the half, we'll have our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. A statistical wrap-up from Chuck. a quick check on a few other scores, including Troy Piqua and Minster New Bremen. And stay tuned. We'll chat with Carla Siegel, girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie. Well, the teams are escaping the gridiron as the rain and wind comes in from the north even harder. Halftime score, Fort Loramie 42, Tri-County North nothing. Continuous clock will be in play when we resume action for the third quarter. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, Redskins up 42 to zip on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Rain swept Fort Loramie High School football stadium. Redskins are up 42 to nothing over Tri-County North, Chuck, which has done very little right tonight. Redskins have done very little wrong.
Well, I mean, we assumed mismatch, and we were correct. They acted like possibly after the first kickoff return that they kind of wished they weren't out there in the rain. So, but Loramie, they got their lead. They're going to have the running clock. They're going to play a lot of people in the second half. They're going to make sure they got their championship now, and they're going to make sure that they don't have injuries to key players so they're ready for week 11 next week.
Let's take a look at the numbers, and they certainly favor the Fort Loramie Redskins. Nearly half dozen turnovers by Tri-County North in this game.
Well, they turned it five times. Loramie had the one interception. 18 rushes for 257 yards for the Redskins. 20 rushes for 30 yards for Tri-County North. 2 of 6 passing for Loramie for 21 yards, 278 total. 5 of 15 throwing it for Tri-County North for 65 yards. 95 total yards. They had 4 interceptions to go along with their 5 completions. Both teams had 6 first downs. That's because Loramie was scoring from so far out on the field they didn't need first downs. Each team had 1 penalty for 5 yards, the 5 turnovers for the Panthers, 1 turnover for the Redskins in the first half.
Redskins continue to zip the football up and down the field. Carter measures speed, Chuck. It's blinding.
Yeah.
Nobody on the schedule has been able to chase him down. He breaks so many tackles as well. He's elusive. He's got strength, balance. And when he turns on the jets, wow, he's as good a back, I was about ready to say, in Division 7 in the region as anybody.
Well, I would say maybe you can go a few divisions down because I think he could play for about anybody. We have watched play football this year all the way up to Division 2.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of clubs, you're right, as high as maybe Division II, would like to make a trade for Carter Mesher. Colin Moore has been splendid all year long, nothing different tonight. And Fort Loramie defensively charged up for this game, primed for Tri-County North. And the Redskins' defense has stopped virtually every single play the Panthers have attempted.
Well, they have 95 total yards. 29 and 27 of those were on 2 pass plays. Other than that, mm-hmm. They've got nothing.
Halftime score, Fort Loramie 42, Tri-County North nothing. We're about 18, 19 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We will have a continuous clock in play. Carla Siegel, girls basketball coach of Fort Loramie, up next. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Privileged to have alongside Carla Siegel, head girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie. 19 completed seasons in the books, year number 20 upcoming. Basketball is just around the corner, Carla. The weather is reminding us of that.
Yes. Looking forward to it. You know, it's nice to see you guys again because that means basketball's coming up. So we're all excited, that's for sure.
And your Fort Loramie girls basketball team plays on the road at Westchester Lakota, Lakota West High School, Thanksgiving weekend.
Correct.
On a Saturday in the Tourney to the Journey.
No, the Journey to the Tourney. That's right. You're close.
The Journey to the Tourney. Your opponent, Proctorville Fairland, a Division III powerhouse in years past. Quite a test for you in week one. You won't be able to scout them, will you?
We will not. You know, we'll do what we can to make some phone calls and get some information on them. I've already talked to my friend Jackie Stonebreaker over at Brazil's because she has seen them at the state tournament before. So we'll get some information on them before we play them. But, you know, anybody that knows anything about Fort Loramie basketball knows that we like a tough schedule. And when you have a good team, and I feel like we have a good team that's returning this year, we try to make our schedule tougher because that's what's going to make you the best. You know, you got to play against the better teams in the area.
When did this Thanksgiving weekend game develop?
Early last year, I would say maybe December-ish. They contacted me and invited us to this tournament, so... it's an honor. You know, it's the only way you get into these tournaments. The people that run this tournament are the same people that run the Classic in the country.
Yes, right.
So the only way you can get into those two tournaments is by invitation. So when you get that invitation, it's an honor, and you want to go with it. So we accepted it, and here we are.
So girls high school basketball for Fort Loramie begins on Saturday, November 24th, with a game at Lakota West against Proctorville Fairland. That's the Journey to the Tourney. And then right away, 1 week later, Saturday, December 1st, you're home against Rushi in the Shelby County League, a club which could be your stiffest competition in league play.
Well, you know, Rushi is strong. They've got two very, very good returners coming back from last year with Pauline and Kadanya, absolutely. That's a big test. I think the Shelby County League this year is going to be very tough. Botkins has a new coach, so there's some unfamiliarity there. Anna is going to be very strong this year. Jeff's going into his second year, so he's going to do a good job. And you can't forget about Jackson Center with Coach Reese. He always defensively has his girls playing top notch. And there's a lot going on in our league. You know, Houston has some good players back, and Fairlawn. You know, this is his third year as the coach there, and he's got some nice players too.
Sure.
And so I think that our league is going to be pretty strong again once again this year, which is great for us.
One heck of a home schedule, which includes dates in your gym with Versailles and Minster, as well as the county teams in
your
gym too.
Yes, yeah. So,
and then you travel to Ohio Dominican to play a good Sugar Creek Garraway Club on December 28th, right after Christmas.
Absolutely. Yeah, we play New Knoxville on Thursday night, which is it's always a big test, and then we turn around and play Friday night against Sugar Creek Garraway. And a lot of people want to know how that game came about, so I'm just going to give you a quick little story. We were supposed to play over at Mansfield Christian. They were trying to do a showcase similar to Berlin Highlands.
I remember that.
And it kind of fell through. And so when the season started, we were looking for a 22nd game, and we wanted stiff competition. So the team we were supposed to play was Sugar Creek Garraway, but it's a good 3 hour and 45-minute drive from our house to their house. And so neither one of us wanted to drive that far. So we compromised and called Ohio Dominican, and the coaching staff there and their athletic staff was very nice and helped us out, and we got a game there. So, you know, it's a 2 hour drive for us, it's a 2 hour drive for them, and it'll work out. So we're excited for that game as well.
So as you alluded earlier, it's a very strong 22 game schedule, as it is every single year. Let's talk about your potential roster for the 2018-19 campaign, and in what areas in which do you hope to improve your club for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, offensively would be a big one. You know, last year we only averaged 49 points a game. The year before that was like 42. So offensively, you know, we've been playing some very young girls the last 2 years, if you recall. And so offense, defensively, you know, we were fine. Offensively, we struggled getting the ball to the hole. So obviously that was a concern of ours all summer, something that we worked really strong on. So I think our three-point shooting will be better this year. I think our free throw shooting will be better. I think our taking care of the ball, dribbling-wise, passing-wise, offensively, we should be okay. I'm hoping that our point production is a lot better than 49 points a game.
Yeah, I was looking down through scores of your games last year, and numerous times defensively you allowed the opposition to score somewhere between 20 and 29 points. That's less than 8 points per quarter. That is a staple for a head coach Carla Siegel basketball team.
Well, thank you, Jack. But when you can't score, then you better play defense better. That's all I can say. So that's what we were trying to do last year.
Well, you can be as humble as you want, but I tell you what, an 80% winning percentage, 20-plus wins year after year after year. What in the world is the formula for success?
What is the formula? I get that question.
Tradition, for sure. Excellence at the younger grades, no doubt.
There's so many little pieces to the puzzle. So it's not just the coaching staff, obviously. Tradition is number one. It was okay Here before I got here.
Yes.
Okay. So it's something that I've built upon. Number two is the fundamentals at the lower. I've got so many parents involved doing first and second, third and fourth, fifth and sixth. You know, my junior high coaches. I've been very lucky. Like you said, this is my 20th year. I've had a total of maybe 5 junior high coaches, you know, 7th and 8th, so the turnover is very low.
Continuity.
that's the key right there.
Yep.
You know, my high school staff, you know, has been very good to me. I've had turnover, but normally they're here anywhere from 5 to 10 years before, you know, family commitments happen or whatever. So I've been very lucky there. So that's part of it. The other thing is, you know, our community just loves sports, whether it's football, you know, cross country. Our cross country teams are both in regionals this weekend. Our volleyball team is playing for a district title.
Mm-hmm.
The golf team, the boys' golf team, you know, made it to state for the first time ever as a team. So, you know, you've got just we love sports here, and the commitment by the community. And then you can't forget the athletes. We've got some phenomenal people here in Fort Laramie, and our athletes, and my girls are just really special. They're great in the classroom, almost always on the honor roll, all of them, all freshmen through high school, or seniors, all of them are on the honor roll.
Yeah.
So they're good students, they're good citizens, they're good people, and they're good basketball players.
High IQ in the classroom and on the court.
Well, yeah, some days I question that, but don't tell them that.
And also, it's the ability for you as coaches and players to recognize what needs to get fixed. 22-6 a year ago, 11-1 in the Shelby County League, win the league, advance to the regional final, and here we are talking about making improvements.
Absolutely, and, always.
You know, yes, that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, your kids, you know, I'm a teacher too, but, you know, kids like expectations.
Yes.
And whatever you set for them, they're going to try to get. So if you have low expectations, that's where they're going to be. So
yep.
I think our coaching staff does a really good job in the fact that we keep our sights high and we keep pushing these girls to be the best that they can be, because we know that it's there. It's in them.
Now, the region this year will include Minster in Division 4.
Correct.
Yes, and you two played against each other for the regional championship 1 year ago, and I'm sure there are prognosticators out there who are thinking that could be the regional title game again in 2019, but you put that all aside, and you focus a practice at a time, a game at a time.
Correct.
And you let the tournament take care of itself when the time comes.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, yes, Minster, very strong team in our region. Tri-Village will be a strong team as well. They made it to regionals last year. They had a young team last year, so they have a lot coming back, just like we do. But like you said, that's March. And all we're worried about right now is November 24th.
If you were to describe to a layperson your offense, your defense, what would be your words? How would you narrate your offense and defense for an up-and-coming coach in order for that person to learn from head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie?
Well, you're making me, I guess, blush here. I don't know. I don't know everything. I really don't. But defensively, I can tell you what I played here at Fort Loramie under Jane Puppelman, and we were a defensive-minded team. I went on to college and played underneath the legendary Coach Dow defense. So
I'm glad we mentioned Ms. Puppelman's name.
Okay. So defensively for me, we want to pressure the ball. We're normally, if you talk to people, we're a man-to-man team, although we do like to throw some zone, but we want to pressure on the zone too. We like to do some full-court pressure. We like to do some half-court trapping. So, I just always tell the girls, we want the ball, period. When the ball's not in our hands on offense, the other team has it, we want it. So that's our defense. We're just going to harass the ball, and we're going to rotate, and it's man-to-man help defense is what we're doing. There's nothing special about it. It's just man-to-man defense.
What percentage of time do you think in the last 19 years you have played zone?
Percentage. Okay. Off the top of my head, I'll say it's probably between 20 and 30%.
Okay.
I mean, I would say it's pretty low. But there are times that our zone has won games for us.
Yep.
One of my favorite memories, I have to give a shout-out to Jason Chateau, my assistant coach. He used to be the head voice coach here, but we were playing in the state tournament 2015, and we were concerned about Berlin Highland shooting those threes, and they shoot, 5, 6, 7 feet off the arc. And so the day before in our practice, he said, Carla, let's try this, do something different.
We might need it.
Yeah, and so we did what he said, and it worked perfectly, and so that helped us to contain their three-point shooters. So so the zone is good sometimes, don't get me wrong. If you got the right matchups, you got the right people playing the right positions, it works. Offensively, what do we like to do? We like transition. We like to get the ball down the floor as fast as we can, and I'm not the smartest coach in the world, but I want easy buckets, and I want them on the block. That's what I want.
Sure.
When you're playing a good team and they take that away, then you want the kickouts for the threes. But I'm not a three-point kind of coach. Last year we only made a total of 74, so that's not our staple. But this year I do believe we have better outside shooters.
Carla Siegel, head girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie, our guest here at the half of high school football. Fort Loramie leads Tri-County North by a score of 42-0. Carla, I congratulated you at the time. I want to do so again. I can remember several years ago when you were honored by the OHSAA as a Sportsmanship, Ethics, and Integrity Award winner, and that recognition was made by your peers, coaches in the state of Ohio, and I really enjoy your email reply to me. You signed it, Carla, and then be kind to everyone. And you are just that.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's just a simple, it's the golden rule from way back when. Treat others how you want to be treated. It's a very simple concept.
Yep. Have enjoyed the halftime conversation. Good luck to you here in 2018-19. And Chuck and I will be at Lakota West.
Can't wait.
At 11 o'clock sharp Saturday morning after Thanksgiving for your contest against Proctorville Fairland.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jack.
Yep.
Thank you, Chuck.
Carla Siegel, head girls basketball coach at Fort Loramie, starting her 20th year. November 24th, Fort Loramie plays against Proctorville Fairland in the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West. Our fine underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. If you need the right solution to true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's will give your system the tune-up it needs. These two pros, Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman, are experts. Tom and Jerry's family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. That's 295-3243 on the web at TomJerry's.com. It's a good idea to grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires. They've got a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. A complete automotive and light truck repair shop, too. M&A Muffler and Tires. Beat that winter weather before it beats you. M&A offering free pickup and delivery. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Always available at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is an excellent inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Super deals, customer pricing and financing at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. 42-0 Redskins over Tri-County North here at the half. Chuck, Fort Loramie led 21-0 in 4 minutes of high school football tonight. We've seen Carla Siegel's girls' basketball teams lead opponents 21-0 in 4 minutes.
Well, it was great to see Carla, and I like doing high school football, but I'm an old basketball coach, did it for 30 years, and I'm always excited when basketball season comes around, and there's no place I'd rather go than watch a Fort Loramie girls basketball game. For me, to give up the Ohio State-Michigan game to go down to watch that, okay, it has a little something to do with me being at Purdue last week and watching them get thumped, but for me to do that, that shows you that how much respect I have for Carla and the program.
Yep. As we mentioned, the Fort Loramie girls play Proctorville Fairland, a Division III powerhouse, 11:30 tip-off on November 24th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The day before at 1 o'clock, Minster at Lakota West plays Valley View, tip-off at 1 on Friday, tip-off 11:30 on Saturday, Minster, Fort Loramie, 2 days in a row. The Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving to kick off high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, Carla just told me on the way out, she said, I forgot all about the Ohio State-Michigan game. She said, no wonder Minster took the Friday game.
That's probably right.
If they play like they did last Saturday, people would be turning them off in the first quarter to listen to us anyway.
Well, Carla took the Saturday game. She had no choice. I guess that's better than the Thursday game.
Yeah, well.
Which is Turkey Day.
Yeah, I know.
Do we have any?
The pros play it.
Right.
I have a score, maybe a little interest, Fort Loramie interest. Matt Burbacher, I can say this, the head coach down at Troy, Pick will lead 6-0 at the half.
Ooh.
Sydney leads Greenville 35-7 at the half. And Minster led New Bremen 19-0 late in the second quarter. Those are the last scores I got. I appreciate Joe Neves feeding me these scores. He's a old friend and a good guy.
Thank you, Joe, very much. Piqua, Troy, you said 6-0 Piqua?
Piqua 6-0 in the at the half.
And no doubt that game being weather affected, but I tell you what, I like Piqua's offensive line. Karn, a quarterback, is a slick customer, calling signals for the Indians. He can do a lot of things extremely well. And that score doesn't shock me as much as it might shock some. Given the weather tonight, you expected that to be a fairly low-scoring defensive contest between two strong lines.
Right.
Each team with good offensive and defensive line play, and that it is. Piqua did miss the extra point. We'll have to keep our eye on that contest. Piqua plays on Friday nights in Division III. In Divisions 5 and 7 and 2 all play on Saturday evenings. Correction, Division 2 plays on Friday night or on Saturday night,
right.
Because we covered Sydney LaSalle last year.
Yeah. Well, I know it made it tougher on us, but I liked their idea of playing all of them on Friday night because that's the night the teams play, plus Saturday night basically is for college football. But they decided that they wanted to go back. I thought they would have better gates on Friday night, and I don't have any information to know whether they did or not. But I like the idea of them all playing them all on Friday nights.
Opening kickoff to start the third quarter by Fort Loramie. Goes through the end zone as the ball skipped on across the goal line, and the Panthers of Tri-County North down 42-0 start first and 10 from their own 20 with a continuous clock being enforced. And the first rushing play of the second half nets 5 yards from the 20 to the 25-yard line. 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. I don't think anybody thought this would be a halftime score. Maybe comparable to a final score, but certainly not after two quarters of play. Still blowing rain sideways in from the north. Running play, Tri-County North, it's Gray. He's got a little bit of a crack, and he surges through it up and over the 30, the line to gain for the first down, to the 33. First and 10 for the Panthers. Minute and a half gone here in the third period. Receiver flank wide left. I'm pretty sure Division 3, which is the division in which Piqua plays, does play in the postseason on Friday night.
I think they do play on Friday night.
2, 5, and 7 for sure play on Saturday along with D1.
Right.
Running play, Tri-County North stays in bounds, far side of the field, gain of a couple, up to about the 35-yard line. Nathan Ratterman on the tackle, second down, about 9 to go for a first down for the Panthers. Tri-County North has shot itself in the foot time and time again in this game tonight, 5 turnovers. Fort Loramie has played exceedingly well, though. Outstanding game turned in by the Redskins. Running play, ball carrier, bear hug by Fort Loramie at the point of attack. It was Liam Downing who toted it. And Ethan Eilerman, the 5'11", 200-pound junior, was in there on the stop for Fort Loramie, along with Drew Bonanzer. That tackle forces Tri-County North into a 3rd and 9. Ball marked for play at the 34, nearly 3 minutes gone here in the third period. 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Panthers, line of scrimmage, sending a man in motion. And the premature snap from center hit the man in motion. Movement up front, penalty against the Panthers. Well, that's one more different thing that Tri-County North has stubbed its toe on tonight.
I like this official on this side. That's twice now. He's pulled the flag out and just waved it instead of throwing it and then have to pick it up off the wet ground.
8:30 left to go, third period. 3rd and 14 now after the 5-yard step off. Receiver rolling left, or I should say quarterback rolling left, Stinson fires down the left side of the field. He unloads a bullet, caught near the 50. That play was executed nicely, and it was thrown from the quarterback, Stinson, down the left side of the field. And it was hauled in nicely on the play by Mason Dreischerf, the man in the slot for Tri-County North. Ball marked for play about a football's length shy of the 50-yard line. Over 4 minutes gone here in the third quarter. 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Whoops, snap over the head of the quarterback. And the running back for Tri-County North plops on the football way back at the 41. Last night, Chuck, we inserted into our halftime 4 minutes from Anna head coach Nick Marino. His club plays tomorrow We started action this weekend last night with a Thursday game featuring Layman Catholic. Anna plays tomorrow afternoon against Delta St. John's. St. John's and Jefferson share the same stadium, and occasionally during the year, one of them has to shift to a Saturday game.
Well, we thought about doing the game, but neither one of us could figure out how to get to Delphus.
Well, Anna is in the postseason. Rockets prohibitive favorites tomorrow against the Blue Jays. Anna needs some help to ensure a home field as Tri-County North rips off a sizable run on 2nd and 19 as that play goes for about 12 or 13 yards. Running play outside right tackle, turned in by Gray across the 50 to the Fort Loramie 47. Elyria Catholic right now is 5th in Region 18 of Division 5. Region 5, Division 18, or I should say Division 5, Region number 18, in which Anna participates. And it's an expansive region geographically.
It's a strange region. I'm not sure how they figured that one out.
Yeah, it goes from Montgomery County, Brookville, in fact, all the way up to just west of Cleveland and Elyria. In fact, Elyria Catholic is the 5 seed heading into play tonight. Elyria plays the number 3 seed, a 6-3 number 3 seed team. And if Elyria Catholic were to win that game, it would vault Anna. Yeah, 4 and 5 would swap. And Anna would go on the road. Anna winning tomorrow goes 8-2, including a victory over Coldwater. Unfortunately, had Anna been in the region it was a year ago, the Rockets would have number 3 in the seeding salted away. Well, win or lose tomorrow, win or lose by other teams around them in that region.
Well, but if they have to go to Elyria, I think they have to leave right after the game tomorrow from Delphus to get there in time.
On a third down play, Tri-County North was snuffed out at the line of scrimmage. And then on 4th and 7 from the 47 of Fort Loramie, Tri-County North's quarterback pitches the ball down the left side of the field, and Fort Loramie has turned it into another interception. Takeaway number, 6 or 7 by the Redskins?
That was the 6th. 5 interceptions and a fumble.
And with 5:14 left to go here in the third quarter, the Redskins take over the football in the vicinity of their own 30-yard line. And I'll tell you what, Chuck, the rain has continued.
Yeah, it's been just a steady,
yep.
It's not a drizzle, it's a rain with the wind blowing it sideways.
It has rained every bit as hard and much longer than it did a week ago in that game between Fort Loramie and National Trail down in New Paris. 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Continuous clock is enforced. And here is a sack behind the line of scrimmage.
Bad snap. He did well to hang on to the ball. He got hit right when he gathered it in.
Is that Nate Ratterman?
Yeah.
Or?
No, yeah, they've subbed everybody.
Ratterman at quarterback. We saw a lot of Damon Mesher, 22, calling signals a week ago in the fourth quarter of that game. So it's 2nd down, 14 yards to go for a 1st down for Fort Loramie with about 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It is Damon Mesher in now at quarterback. It is 22, a little pitch out, and that play is stuffed. About a -1, Nate Meyer tackled, short loss, 3rd and a little more than 15 to go for a 1st down for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage inside the Redskins 30. Clock winding down late here in the third quarter of play. Ratterman brings his team up to the line of scrimmage. Head coach Spencer Wells for Fort Loramie getting many of his starters off the field since late second quarter action. High snap to Mesher. Handoff right side of the field. Max Hoing blasts across the 25-30, upended, short of a 1st down. And Fort Loramie will kick it away. As we near the 3-minute mark in the third period. No scoring in the third quarter. All of Fort Loramie's points scored in the first half. And it's Damon Mesher who is in punt formation for the Redskins. Wind at his back. He'll take the snap at the 21 or 22-yard line. Boy, the flags down at the north end of the stadium here at Fort Loramie have been strung out. They have been waving briskly in this stiff wind all night long. And the punt by Mesher, a good one, hits at the 35, goes out of bounds across the way at the 29, and that's where the Panthers start first down and 10 yards to go. Chuck, on the exchange of possession, the clock does come to a halt.
It stops till they mark it for play.
And it is placed down at the 28, and there's the official winding up the clock, and here we go. 42-0 Redskins. Panthers have it first and 10 at their own 28 against the wind here for the remaining couple minutes of the third quarter. Running play outside left tackle. It is Braden Gray wedging out about three, second down and 7. This Fort Loramie team, Chuck, has not had a shutout all year. As Spencer Wells reminded me of that a few weeks ago.
Well, when you get big enough leads, you sub, and that's kind of, they could have shutouts.
No question about it. And I bet that just might be on the minds of the Redskins defensive players here tonight, even though they have subbed freely on both sides of the ball. And Fort Loramie would like to chalk up a shutout, if possible, tonight, leading 42-0. Although Tri-County North does convert on 2nd and 7, a nice running play for the Panthers up and over their own 40 to the 43-yard line.
Well, that was supposed to go to the right. He reversed because there was no place to go, and the pursuit had over-pursued. There was nobody out on the left side at all.
Good ad-lib action by Gray. 1st and 10 for Tri-County North at the Panthers 43 with a minute left here in the third quarter. Quarterback Stinson pumps once. Then airs one out. The ball is twisting sideways against the wind. It's hanging up, and it's broken up by Fort Loramie at the 31-yard line.
Trying to catch the number. That was a good defensive play right there. He did not interfere and knock the ball down. Is that 12?
Had a play like that.
That was Mesher.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Nice play downfield by Fort Loramie. Had a play like that last night. I'm trying to picture it in my mind, Chuck. It could have been called maybe offensive interference when the receiver tried to turn into defender and went through the body and up over the back.
And pulled him down from behind, and they did get the call correct.
Eventually, I think they ruled a face mask.
Yeah, that's what they did call it. So they got something right.
Running play, Tri-County North, and the quarterback Stinson meets resistance at the point of attack, tries to reverse his field, can't do it. He's swarmed way back inside the 40 at the 37-yard line. Evan Holscher in there on the tackle, the big 6 foot 4 inch, 215-pound defensive end, caught the ball carrier, and it's going to be third and a bunch when we start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 42, Tri-County North nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We start the fourth quarter, Tri-County North is sacked behind the line of scrimmage on a third and long situation. The previous line of scrimmage was at about the Tri-County North 37 or 38, tackle for a loss by Fort Loramie. And the Panthers will punt. New line of scrimmage, the 32. Redskins with two deep men in their own end at the 30. Continuous clock in play. High snap from center. Boot by Tri-County North. A low end-over-end style kick. Covered by the Redskins at their own 23. And run up the far sideline in front of the Tri-County North bench to the vicinity of the 40-yard line. Actually, the step out was at the 35. First and 10 for Fort Loramie from that spot on the field. Wholesale changes by the Redskins all evening long.
Yeah, they had 4 yards in the third quarter, but I don't think they care.
No. Redskins put this thing away but late in the first period, rolling up 42 points in the initial two quarters, led 21-0 in the first 4 minutes of this game as Tri-County North could do nothing right. I was full of mistakes all night long, too, Chuck. I called the Redskins the red jerseys black and their black pants red and their black helmets white.
Yeah, well.
Sam Barhorst, running play for Fort Loramie, and he carves out a nice advance, a chunk of 8 to about the 43, second down and 2 for the Redskins with 10 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll have to take a look at our advanced schedule, Chuck. We know we're looking at volleyball next Thursday evening, regional action from Northmont High School, matches at 6 and 7:30. That's next Thursday night. Conceivably, if Piqua does beat Troy tonight and advance into the top 8 in its region of Division III, we could cover the Piqua Indians in Friday night playoff action 1 week from this evening.
As long as they're not playing in Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Yeah, that Division III region in which Piqua plays includes teams from a wide geographical expanse as well. So we no doubt would be on the road. We'll just have to consider where.
Yeah.
In our decision. We near the 9 minute mark. Fort Loramie, after a short running play, faces a third and 1. Redskins running around the left end. It's Damon Mesher. He's got some real estate. And he breaks off a good one up and over the 45, the 50, to the 48 of Fort Loramie.
Well, the snap rolled back to him, and he did a nice job of improvising and just taking off with it.
Nimble fingers by Damon, who swept up the football, and away he went. New line of scrimmage is midfield. First and 10 for Fort Loramie, 8:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, Fort Loramie's opponent, more than likely New Bremen, although there is a little fly in the ointment. Minster beating New Bremen tonight. Cardinals should cling to number 8 unless New Miami upsets Dayton Christian. And if that happens, New Miami garners enough computer points to leapfrog New Bremen. And New Miami would go to 8th. New Bremen would fall to 9th. So keep your eye on that score on whatever scoreboard show you view later on this evening, because New Bremen will be hoping for a victory by Dayton Christian to hang on to the 8th spot. Excellent run turned in here by the Redskins.
Damon Mesher.
On 3rd and short, it's Damon Mesher, to whom we gave a Clancy's Award 1 week ago. He fashions a nice run here. He is a very gritty, hard-nosed player. And you heard Spencer Wells talk in the pregame about him. He's integrating him into special teams, defense, offense here late in games. 7:20 left to go here in the fourth. And a timeout has been called by the Redskins. Under 7.5 left. It's still 42-0 Fort Loramie. That was the score late in the second quarter. Continuous clock here in the second half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused?
Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Digman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Also, we salute Goffney Furniture, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of a coupon there at GoffneyFurniture.com. Goffney Furniture with outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your needs. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Second and 10, Fort Loramie, 6.5 to go in the fourth. Running play, left side of the field as Mesher dished it on the play to Sam Barhorst, and he's nabbed behind the line for a loss of about 3 or 4. Halfway through the fourth, 42-0 Redskins. That Pickwick-Troy score, quite interesting.
Haven't gotten a final yet. It was 6-0 in the fourth quarter.
In favor of Pickwick, vying for the upset of Troy, and an opportunity to play week 11. Well, that would be a shocker, wouldn't it, Chuck?
It would be, and I tell you, I mean, if karma's anything, Pickwick got left out of the playoffs last year because of that fiasco in Dayton with when they threw the game, and they deserved to be in last year. So maybe not so much this year, but karma coming around, hopefully, for the Indians.
Yeah, you're right. As a result of that weird technicality last year, the results of games in the regular season were changed at the season's end.
Yep.
And it meant that Pickwick was nipped and didn't make the postseason when the Pickwick club was certainly playoff worthy a year ago. In fact, last year's Pickwick team may be a little better than this year's club.
Yeah.
Although this year's team is formidable.
They were more balanced last year. They had two really good running backs, and their quarterback was outstanding in Davis.
5 minutes left here in the fourth. Fourth and 15 for Fort Loramie. From down around the 31 or 32-yard line of Tri-County North, the Redskins send Mesher back to throw. He doesn't get rid of it. He runs across the field beyond the far hash, dumped on the numbers right in front of the Tri-County North bench, and the Panthers take over the football with 4:50 remaining, trailing 42-0. It has been all Redskins here tonight. Tri-County North came right out of the gate, unable to do anything correctly. Panthers shot themselves in the foot all evening long. Six turnovers by Tri-County North. Five intercepted passes. And two plays for Carter Mesher of Fort Loramie, covering 80 yards. One a kickoff return for a score, and one a run from scrimmage down the near sideline, spanning 80 yards for a score. Here's an incomplete forward pass by Tri-County North, almost interception number 6.
Yeah, it was close. Yellow Jackets lead Greenville 49-14 in the third quarter, trying to get to 500. Is that correct?
Yes. For the season? Sydney would close out 5-5, having won three of the first five. And in the set of the final five games, the wins would be over Greenville tonight and a few weeks ago at Tepp, 16-10. Running play by Tri-County North over left guard. Good for a couple, no more than that. It'll be third down, about 7 or 8 to go for a first down, with 3:43 remaining here in this game. What a celebration next week here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins host in week 11, and the opponent could be New Bremen, might be New Miami, It'll have new in front of it. We know that.
They're going to play somebody new.
Oh, we're kind of giddy tonight.
It's been a strange game. When it's 21 to nothing, 4 minutes into the game, and you know it's over, it's hard to stay incredibly serious. Hopefully nobody from Troy County North is listening, and the Fort Loramie fans that are listening, if there's any left, are having fun too.
Giddy and colorblind when I called the red jerseys for Fort Loramie black.
Yeah, well.
2:50 left in the fourth. Fourth and five for Tri-County North, which goes for it from their own 40-yard line. They need to get to the 45 for a first down. Here's a quick slant. Forward pass is up to the 44-yard line. Wouldn't have been a first down had it been caught, but Cooper Cole, he can't hang on. He's met solidly in the back as the ball arrives. It's incomplete, and the Redskins take over.
Well, with something unforeseen happening with the offense, it looks like Loramie's going to get their shutout.
Yep, Redskins entered play without a shutout this year, and it's going to happen. 2:38 remaining in the fourth, 42-zip. Redskins will host 1 week from tomorrow night. The opponent to be determined, more than likely New Bremen. Could be New Miami if New Miami pulls an upset tonight against Dayton Christian. Running play Redskins thrown for a loss. We're down to 2 minutes. Nate Meyer toted the ball on that play for Fort Loramie. Tri-County North, which has made the playoffs four times in the last eight seasons, I believe, will not advance to week 11 this year, closing out the campaign 6-4, having lost to the heavyweights in the Cross County Conference, Covington, Miami East, and Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they got thumped by all three of them.
Did beat Bethel and Ansonia handily. Played Brookville mighty tough week one. In fact, we covered the Anna-Brookville game week two after Brookville had rallied from behind the opening night of the year. Brookville trailed to Tri-County North at one point, 22-0, before winning 26-22. Here's a kneel down before Loramie with a minute 23 to go. It's been pretty academic since midway second quarter. Fort Loramie mounted a huge lead, six touchdowns, led 42-zip with a few minutes left in the second period. Fort Loramie was up 21-0 in the first 4 minutes of this game. Redskins were outstanding all night long in besting Tri-County North tonight by a 42-0 count. On a third down play, Fort Loramie will kneel down, and then should a fourth down play be necessary, the Redskins can do just the same to run out the clock. As Fort Loramie closes out the campaign, 9-1, will host next week on Saturday in the Division 7 playoffs in this region. And Tri-County North concludes the campaign at 6-4. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and also Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. In addition, we salute these anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Between, just south of Bodkins. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Drop in and see Carl Arnes, the new owner of Brookins. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. And Clancy's in Fort Loramie. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. And, Chuck, who wins the Clancy's Awards tonight? Last week for Fort Loramie, it was Sager, Mesher, Damon Mesher, and Colin Moore. Who gets it tonight?
Well, I'm going to go with Carter Mesher.
Okay.
He's going to get it all by himself because he was a one-man wrecking crew tonight. Started the game with an 80-yard kickoff return and just never headed. He was unstoppable tonight. So he is the Clancy's player of the game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, don't forget, here on ScorersBroadcast.com, we've got volleyball coverage for you next Thursday from Northmont High School. Action starts at 6 and at 7:30. Regional semifinals in Division 4. We're on the web online on ScorersBroadcast.com at approximately 5:45. Regional final action 1 week from tomorrow. It starts at 2. That's 1 week from tomorrow at 2 o'clock, regional final. And then tomorrow night, or I should say 1 week from tonight, we've got Division 7 playoff action for you on scoresbroadcast.com. As it's week 11, the postseason starts in high school football. Unsure at this very minute which game we'll have for you. Kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:35 p.m., 1 week from tonight.
Well, Corey Britton on the way out told me that New Miami's up 13-6 in the fourth quarter.
Wow. And if New Miami beats Dayton Christian, it's my understanding that if that happens, New Bremen gets nipped by New Miami, and New Miami slips up into the eighth spot, and New Bremen drops to 9. That makes sense because Joe Idle, Chuck, showed 9 teams in play.
Yep.
Nine schools in play for the 8 spots on joeidle.com, and one was New Miami. So a loss by New Bremen tonight to Minster, coupled with a New Miami win over Dayton Christian, means New Miami would travel here to Fort Loramie next Saturday evening.
Yep. Well, we've never seen New Miami, but I think a New Bremen would be a better game, but,
yep.
You know, let's give Loramie the easiest path.
And if the Piqua Indians are able to come from behind and upset Troy, Troy leads 7-6 fourth quarter that game.
4 minutes to go in the game was the last leg off. That was from Jeff Bray.
If Piqua can kick a field goal and win it, more than likely we'd follow the Piqua Indians in postseason play next Friday evening. So we've got activity for you on scoresbroadcast.com on Thursday, potentially Friday night. Thursday night volleyball, 2 matches from Northmont High School. Possibly Piqua in Division 3 playoff football action 1 week from tonight. And then a week from tomorrow afternoon at 2, championship volleyball play, regionals from Northmont. And 1 week from tomorrow night, it's Division 7 playoff action, more than likely from here at Fort Loramie. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have routed Tri-County North by a final score of 42-0.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.